program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
The first emergency was a computer problem. The second emergency was a computer problem. Whatever the emergency this time, tonight we have yet another dose of cacophony constructed around the cut-up show, which I could have just gone ahead and replayed, you know. But first, ass scratching.
Baby, 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 baby Now, these experiments started not on tape recorders, but on paper. In 1959, Brian Geisen said that writing is 50 years behind painting, and applied the montage technique to words on a page. And this technique had already been used in painting at that time for 50 years. It was, in fact, kind of old hat in painting. Brian copied out phrases from newspapers and magazines, then took a scissors and cut these selections into pieces and rearranged the fragments at random. And these cut-up experiments appeared in Minutes to Go in 1959. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups and rearranged text seem to refer to future events. I cut up an article on written by John Paul Getty and got, "It's a bad thing to sue your own father." This was a rearrangement and wasn't in the original text. And a year later, one of his sons did sue him. I mean, it's just purely extraneous information. It meant nothing to me. I had nothing to gain on either side. We had no explanation for this at the time. It just suggesting the press, when you cut into the present, the future leaks out. But we simply accepted it and continued the experiments. The next step was cut-ups on the tape recorder, and Brian was the first to take this obvious step. Now, the first tape recorder cut-ups were a simple extension of cut-ups on paper. You record, there are many ways of doing these, but here's one way. You record, say, 10 minutes on the recorder. Then you spin the reel backwards or forwards, just like that, without recording. Stop at random and cut in a phrase. Now, of course, when you've cut in that phrase, you've wiped out what's ever there, and you have a new juxtaposition. Now, how random is random? We know so much that we don't consciously know that we know that perhaps the cut-in was not random. The operator, on some level, knew just where he was cutting in. As you know, on some level, exactly where you were and what you were doing 10 years ago at this particular time. But you couldn't, most of you couldn't, there are a few freaks that can, make that knowledge consciously available. And the same way, while you're doing the tape, on some level, you know just exactly where your words are. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know. Now, of course, this procedure on the tape recorder produces new words by alter juxtaposition, just as new words are produced by cut-ups on paper. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder, cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape, that means work it back and forth across the tape head, play several tracks at once, cut back and forth between two recorders.
So tonight, I believe the robot clone monkeys have cooked up a little device that we're going to use in the broadcast of this show. A cut-up device that will cut up the entire show, and hopefully some meaning will leak out of it.
You've got a way to do that?
Well,
the monkeys gave us a way to do that?
The robot clone monkeys, yes.
And who doesn't want that?
Not I.
They say that strobe lights can set off seizures.
Dude.
I wonder if listening to too many cut-ups can set off bouts of schizophrenia, panic attack.
Well, let's find out. So, all we have to do is activate the cut-up device.
And ask for my $10 back.
If they are living...
or tape, fleeing for their lives, ethnic... tough...
Back in. He's coming out of it then.
Automatic handgun, wild and wild.
Your mind is yesterday, many thousand long nights.
And the victims have been
suffered. Well, has no creed. I believe in this. What do you get off?
Struck and killed. Controlled. Serious crime.
You'll have to wait another
chemical weapons.
And you let your heavy. Oh,
you were. What is that piece of mind?
Sincere wasteland.
I know about
Dick loves shrimp.
Quiet.
You.
And drunk flash blinding. Communist Party. Security concern. Starving hostage. Crack cocaine, communist.
Watch yourself, ass.
Negative attacks.
Food
and a lot of my
an oil surveyor has chosen.
When one is raucous with.
What did you do the other day in the Daily
Maybe misinterpreted as well.
Survival between man and the
irritability.
Rocked by rape, sex.
By roasting the optics.
You are to its name.
Number four, leave.
Fatal Friday. Heart attack. Funeral of its demise.
The inside is the deal. It's the sleeper.
Murder.
Disgruntled. Can stop. Look at these two arms.
Run to live here.
CIA narcotics.
Stay. Spring wish that year.
I might get mixed up.
I'm not saying, you know, I believe.
Ethically damaged. Prison. Ransom note. Police. Deaths. Council. Murdering a man.
Your death. Mind using.
Failure doesn't heed
murder. Murder.
By 1227.
Tragedy hell on earth.
Discipline.
Unwitting test subject's danger.
Wouldn't that number one add up to?
$40 million
people in all.
Fatality.
Murder.
Shall know the truth about de-evolution.
which is better, except the land of H.R. Puffin stuff. Carrie Sars and H.
You are a dirty chimney sweep.
An acapella version of Pete's? So I've heard. Anyway, you nerds will just get beaten up.
Just letting you know, because when we're talking...
What?
Well, we did win.
Soot in the bullet.
You know. So this is Counting Crows?
If you know that OxyContin is...
I did not know that. That's bad.
Then, he draws in air like a jet couldn't, and there, cats aren't...
You know, this program's got a good gate.
Cylinder is now ruined, you fool!
I think you've got it, because I've since
go away pissed off like John...
Immediately.
Yeah?
Because then, it's like an orgone generator...
Click, click, click.
So God's anus is like a black hole.
Eat me!
Yeah. That option. Yes, I do.
Triumph that we essentially won.
No, this is like on the way to the Georgia's.
Representing for the ATL in the future.
Never trust a monkey.
They did a live remote today, and whenever they...
Soot in the butt?
I wonder if there's any relation to that.
You do have a cut-up. You do have the Dan...
Do something where it...
She thought it was...
I was looking for Santa.
That's the breakdown. That's how they...
Stone Jackass Brothers Mouth is...
Because it was fun for about the first...
I don't need any kind of oyster.
That's not an ex-CIA. Fast food for making you fat and have a...
That's creepy.
Yes.
You got to work through your break.
My mom said I'm handsome.
Did you know we had a radio station?
We're a long way from...
Now, why would you do that? Really don't do anything for me. Yeah, they're top.
Well, let's count down in this nightmare.
It's just at the point where it's zeros and ones.
Room ambiance on one side when the other...
The Santa clan.
Back and say, well, we want to raise the minimum.
You know, it's like buckets, and they go around and around, and there's...
It's from misos. It means hatred.
essentially to persecute, by extension, listen to me, to love less. And that extension is what applies here. Christ does not want you to hate your mother and your father, your brothers and sisters. But he, as the father that created your soul through that son that was willing to give his life for you, call him brother if you choose, if you believe on him, he expects you to love him more. Did you hear what I said? He expects you to love him more and to love them less than you love him.
Hater.
quail cut off. Dan Quayle. Why are you going to cut off the quail?
Stress injuries, inflation.
And y is equal to 1/2 times the quantity 40 plus c plus d.
The show is actually for 10 minutes.
Cocaine by crisis.
I don't feel hate.
Inflation exploded, shooting death, crime.
Mary Kate and Ashley are kind of hot. They are kind of hot. Georgia Tech, you tell us.
They die. CIA, the National.
Are you a Bill Odenkirk wrote that episode?
I see.
Now,
dying of a heart attack. Siege, police tanks rude, just aiming debris. Crash.
I'd say CNN is.
You're listening to news.
Hey, Elvis is.
U.S. warplane went down in flames. Victims and out of security. Better, cheaper.
Well, if you want to help the union, some people will vote.
Racist. Murder. Dead.
Avalanche!
Monkeys to...
I got no kidding.
The Unabomber. Chemical terrorism.
We have...
23
or kill. Mark.
Crisis state.
Disease warriors.
Because you can kind of hear them.
Collision warning alarms.
No, I was thinking of one of those. And so we stopped and went there.
Ethnic war, sexual misconduct.
Whatever was going on. So when we
ice cubes.
Carpet bombings.
Wondering why everyone there is Mexican and. Yeah,
a magazine. Not so
damaged, irritation, persecuted.
It won't really hurt you if you keep it wet. Huh?
2 hours of sleep, which you won't wait. When I set my alarm at night, I had to set it up.
FBI indictment. Criminal, negative issues, extortion.
Hey, is this thing working? Fair, but go on. Shouldn't have.
Criminal, risky, malicious.
Sure.
Smell of late morning buildings and land.
Since natural disasters is
chronic illness.
It was possible.
And an unremorseful killer. Anti-government protesters.
Finally let you off, and I
Is no work, Eon.
I'm sure I gave it to to you before I go. You know that.
I wish.
Yeah. No. Good night.
Nice and right.
There was no
morning.
Wounded semi,
we demerged.
When we listen to a record,
the air can hardly clap.
I understand it does. It works for us.
Controversial round zero in war.
All the race. But good machines for that.
Oh, marvelous.
And Sundance.
Hundreds of them. Military.
.org.
Right.
Will.
M. Birthday.
Maximum randomness.
Monkeys to copulate.
Orders.
Let's open our ears. Trinity
was nowhere near.
+40.
Cocaine. Discrimination. Racist.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, what?
Medical, legal,
disciplinary.
Leader. Supply.
Like that on butcher paper.
I'm bored and I'm sorry, but I'm
going to break that.
Gridlock, government shutdown, attack, Defense Department, chemical.
How many lesbians does it take to change a light bulb?
Plane crash, World War bombing, jab, murder, driving drunk.
Finishes the 30 days.
Why did you came to the observatory tonight? Now listen.
It's like pitch down.
Diplomatic warning, power struggle, Maximum. Military.
Miracle or not.
On stage.
Calder. Let us now talk.
Chemical attack, fear, arrest.
Summer will. Summer will.
Maximum. Maximum entropy, my dear. Maximum entropy, my dear.
Who's telling this shit here?
That's better. Sex and drinking binge.
Liter spinning. And laid.
The smell of silver smoke of dreams.
Keyboards or turntables, whatever.
Mysterious murder ransom note.
Used to be the communists. Because there might be land.
We gotta make sure you're wearing your seatbelt.
These are the stakes. To make a world in which all the humans can live.
We must either
love each other,
or we must die.
Takes in your door.
Yeah,
flag. I don't think they remember on who looked like I guess that was
screw it.
There was a show on yesterday, not that I've ever been
watched. The Marines.
You're raping and pillaging with the children are. What if the secret moon base zaps you with a laser,
why will they search you?
Not the...
I don't want
he's kind of pitting people against each other.
Close to go.
And no pirates. I heard tell. It's one in the morning. And you disintegrate.
Yes.
On fire, quickly. Dead recently. Really.
He's done.
He said he worked. For a little while, it was space air.
How much evil must we do in order to do good? We have certain ideals, certain responsibilities. Recognize that at times,
You will have to engage in evil, but minimize it.
There's no way to be committed to nonviolence in the middle of the most violent society that history's ever created. I'm not committed to nonviolence in any way.
This is a change from my nasty little war to a nasty middle-sized war. I am participating in two wars, and know that war ends when it is rolled through cities and villages. Everywhere is sowing death and destruction. Research is the larger kind.
What is your major malfunction, numbnut?
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
He was trying to save the country. He was trying to save our nation. And in the process, he murdered royal humans. To me, it was a question of what had to be done to stop the much greater violence that was going on.
But not the difficult ones here.
It's like, you're crazy to fight it, and it could never end. And as a sister, immediately watching it vanish. She's too strong to get rid of my ass as follower. See you at the time.
They said if we'd lost the war,
we'd all have been prosecuted as war criminals. And I think he's right.
He, and I'd say I, were behaving as war criminals.
We burned to death 100,000 Japanese civilians in Tokyo, men, women, and children.
Not the difficult ones here.
You aware this was going to happen? Well, I was part of a mechanism that in a sense recommended it. All guilty. All Americans were legitimate targets for attack. We wanted this country to taste a tiny bit of what it had been dishing out. Just like the passive Americans we derided, I acquiesced to this terrible, demented logic. Not only was I willing to take the risks and suffer the consequences, but more importantly, I was overwhelmed by hate. I cherished my hate as a badge of moral superiority.
What makes it immoral if you lose and not immoral if you win? What makes it immoral if you lose and not immoral if you win? What makes it immoral if you lose and not immoral if you win?
You know, if only it was a shot going on, guys.
Christ. Yes. It's a Memorial Day.
There's a war in that.
It's part of the game.
Memorial Day could encompass all the dead.
George Compton,
Geneva Convention,
the war,
and
the drug war.
That's why it's kind of like,
do whatever he wants and get his own army and he's going to get this power.
There's a lot of cops out looking to bust
gets
drunk.
So, you know,
it's
a
little bit
impossible. Possible.
But yeah, so if you were some
of the Seer Sage,
the ad state been running,
coming soon to a gov line.
I've got to say, I kind of want to die.
No drug war.
No drug war.
Doesn't be in.
Make no bones of this. Don't try to sweep this under the rug. We are at war. And yet the President and his Secretary of Defense continue to mislead and misinform the American people, and enough of it's gone by.
It's a wonderful phrase. The fog of war. What the fog of war means is, war is so complex, it's beyond the ability of the human mind to comprehend all the variables. Our judgment, our understanding, are not adequate. And we kill people unnecessarily. In the Civil War, the mayor of Atlanta pleaded with him to save the city. And Sherman essentially said to the mayor, just before he torched it and burned it down, war is cruel. War is cruel. As President Kennedy said, those who make peaceful revolutions impossible only make violent revolution inevitable. This nation is in a state of turmoil, perhaps unparalleled in our history. It isn't that we aren't rational. We are rational. But reason has limits. If people do not display wisdom, they will clash like blind moles. And then mutual annihilation will commence.
And that's what the word wisdom looks like. And it corrupts the people here. That's what George Orwell was so smart about, and that's what I think it corrupts people in the mother country of the empire. It does.
It's a very, very difficult position for sensitive human beings to be in.
And I want President Bush to get a good look at this. Real good look here. It's the only son I had. Only son. And then he walks away a lot of tears.
3, 10.
Now.
8, 1, 7, 6, 9, 8, 4, 2, 9.
Wait.
1. Disengage.
Man, that was disorienting.
It was. I'm giddy.
Oh, wait, are we still cutting up, aren't we?
No.
No, but we're cutting up. We are. Like making with the jokes.
That's right.
So you have been listening to Bob Slacktime Funhouse.
That's right. And you've heard William Burroughs, that's for damn sure.
And if any of you play drums and want to play drums for Ted Man, I think he's getting to the point where, you know. So just send an email to lni@lymphnodeinstitute.com.
Yeah.
LNI stands for Lymph Node Institute.
It's crazy. So you're sending it to itself. Which one is me?
I'm me.
I think in all, the one thing we've established this evening is that I am definitely me.
So I is a different pronoun from me, so how can they be the same thing?
Well, and the Church of the Subgenius is like a big cut-up of every other religion and is therefore superior to every other religion because it contains the essence of each religion. Each dot in Bob's face is a little dollop from some other, lesser, false religion.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, write to them at P.O. Box 204-206, Austin, Texas, 78720-4206. Or visit them online at
www.subgenius.com.
Another fine Lymph Node production!
Visit us online at lymphnodeinstitute.com.
Or write to us at P.O. Box 670-541, Marietta, Georgia, 30066-0126. Because we don't want to live in a world full of zombies, do you?
The Lymph Node Institute has covered its ass for an unforeseen yet prepared for contingency with the following material. Dr. Bugbladder performing Ass Scratchin', William Burroughs explaining the origin and theory of the cut-up method, and then some cut-up stuff, Bruiser performing the Bruiser Mix from the not necessarily beautiful but mutated collection. Check out groups.msn.com/spudtalk. Spud Talk. Or see Devo's website at clubdevo.com. After that, you heard Who Do You Hate? Some more cut-up stuff. The Memorial Day collage. And Dokaka will soothe your weary mind with his rendition of Kid Charlemagne.
I'm gonna find a